My brothers and sisters in the Lord, the disciples say to Jesus in the gospel today, Lord, teach us how to pray. And of course, Jesus gives them the words of the Our Father, the perfect prayer, the model prayer, the prayer that is prayed by most Christian denominations, the prayer that is prayed more often publicly throughout the world than any other prayer. It's very interesting, my brothers and sisters, to look at the difference in context between St. Luke's Gospel and St. Matthew's Gospel. The prayer that we normally say when we pray the Our Father comes from St. Matthew's Gospel. And St. Matthew places it in the context of the Sermon on the Mount, in which Jesus is also speaking about things such as fasting and anxiety and storing up treasure in heaven. But St. Luke places the Lord's Prayer in a different context in the gospel today. We see for St. Luke, the prayer is more concise. And St. Luke follows the prayer with a parable. And oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, we kind of think it odd that this parable comes right after the Lord's Prayer. But for St. Luke, what Jesus was doing is that the parable is an explanation of prayer. And so St. Luke gives us the perfect prayer, the model prayer, on the lips of Jesus. And then Jesus follows it with a parable, a story about prayer. And there are some very important things we can learn, my friends, if we just take a few moments to examine the parable that Jesus tells. After he gives them the words of the perfect prayer. The first thing, my brothers and sisters, that we have to remember about prayer is this. We have to understand who God is, and we have to understand who we are. Now, that may sound like common sense, but as you well know, we live in a world that lacks common sense. We have to understand, my friends, who God is. And in order to understand who God is, we look of how Jesus refers to him. And throughout the Gospels and in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus refers to God as Father. And that is very important. In Aramaic, the word is Abba. And for us, probably a more concise translation would be Daddy, or maybe an infant's first word, Dada. It's a very familiar relationship. Because you see, my brothers and sisters, prayer is to be in communion with God. It's to be in relationship with God. It's our communication on the deepest spiritual level with our God. And the Lord wants to be in communion with us. But that relationship is as Father, as loving Father. Look at some of the examples in the gospel. Go back to the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but yours be done. And as we well know, it was not possible for that cup of suffering to pass. Jesus had to undergo the scourging. He had to carry the cross. He had to die on that hill on Calvary. He had to be nailed to the cross for your salvation and for mine and for the salvation of the whole world. And what was his prayer as he hung upon the cross? Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. You see, my brothers and sisters, God is a loving Father. And if we know who God is, then we know, my brothers and sisters, in prayer, if God is a loving Father, then God desires to meet our needs. God desires to be in relationship with us. And so prayer, my brothers and sisters, is not about striking a deal with God. God, if you do this, then I will do this. And if you do this for me, then I'm going to do all these things for you. It's not about striking a deal. It's not about negotiation. God is Father. And because he is Father, he desires to meet our needs. Look how the parable begins. The parable begins with a need. Someone comes to their friend's house at midnight. And it was the custom to offer hospitality no matter when anyone showed up. And so when he went to the cupboard, there was nothing there to offer for hospitality. No food. So he goes to his neighbor's house and he knocks on the door at midnight. Now imagine if one of your neighbors came at midnight and knocked on your door and asked to borrow a cup of sugar, a few loaves of bread, maybe some peanut butter. I don't know about you, but some of us would respond, get the heck out of here. Are you crazy? It's midnight. I think McDonald's is open 24 hours. But you see, my friends, the parable begins with a need. And if God is a loving Father, then he desires to meet our needs. Now notice what I say, our needs and not our wants. Because there's a difference. He desires to meet our needs. So we need to know who God is. And we also need to know who we are. We are sons and daughters of the Father, created in the image and likeness of God. What does that mean? It means that we are totally dependent on God for everything, including our very existence. We can go all the way back and even look at the founding of our country. Our founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence. Why? Because they wanted to be independent from the yoke of England, from the rule of the king. But if you read their writings, my friends, they knew that in order to be independent in their governance, they had to be totally dependent on God. There was no independence from God. That would be the only way the republic would last and stand. There's always that reminder who we are, created in God's image and likeness, totally dependent upon him, and we have confidence that he is going to meet our needs. That's the first thing we learn in the parable. The second thing, my friends, we learn about prayer is this. We have to persevere. We have to keep on praying. Why? Because prayer, my friends, does not change God's mind. Prayer changes us. Prayer is deepening our relationship with the Lord, bringing our needs to him. And we have to persevere because you and I know in our prayer life, sometimes God does not answer right away. And sometimes there's this long periods of silence. And we kind of wonder where God is. And our prayer life can start falling off. Because we think God is not listening and he's not answering. But you see, my friends, God always answers. It may not be in the way we expect. It may be in a way that is totally unique to what we thought was going to happen. But that's why we persevere. Look what Jesus says after he tells this little parable. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Notice how that's worded. It doesn't say ask and you may receive, seek and you may find, knock and the door may or may not be open to you. It's a 50-50 chance. It doesn't say that. It says it will be. But we have to persevere. And the third thing we reminded, my brothers and sisters, in this parable that Jesus is telling about prayer after giving us the model prayer, is if we first know who God is and who we are, if we persevere, then the third thing is we have to be expectant. And what do I mean by being expectant? We have to expect, my brothers and sisters, that God is going to answer. We have to expect, my brothers and sisters, that there is going to be a miracle. We have to expect that God works in ways that are going to surprise us. And if you read through sacred scripture, you see this notion that we are an expectant people. Because if God is a loving Father, he will never abandon us. and he will always provide for our needs. But do we expect a blessing? There's a little story that took place during the Great Depression. There was a woman who had 7 children, and her husband was out of work a long period of time, and she had no food to feed her children. And so she went down to the local grocery, the local market. This would sort of be like a corner market, a corner store at the time. And she went there to the shopkeeper, and she told him, "I have no food to feed my children, and I have no money. But if you will give me a line of credit, I promise you as soon as my husband finds work, I will pay you back." And the shopkeeper said, "Absolutely not. You have no established line of credit. I don't know who you are. I don't know if I can trust you. You just have to go on your way." Well, there was a man in the line waiting to be serviced. And he was hearing this conversation between the shopkeeper and the woman. And the man said to the shopkeeper, "I will stand in for her line of credit." And the shopkeeper, he was very aggravated at this point. And so he said thought to himself, "You know what, I'm going to get this situation figured out." And so he said to the woman, "Do you have a grocery list?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "I want you to place your list on one side of the scale." You remember in the old stores, they had these big scales. "I want you to place your list on one side of the scale. And however much that list weighs, that's how many groceries you can have." So the woman took out this little piece of paper. She bowed her head. She wrote something on it. And she placed it in the scale. And you know what? That scale hit rock bottom. The shopkeeper thought there was something wrong with the scale. So he took the paper off and the scale rebalanced. He put it down, and it hit rock bottom. And so he started to put groceries on the other side of the scale in order to make it balance. Because he was going to give her as many groceries as that scale was going to balance. That's what he told her. And so he kept piling them on and piling them on and piling them on. Until eventually, the scale balanced. He gave the woman the groceries. She was so happy. She thanked the gentleman who was going to stand in for the credit, and she went on her way. The shopkeeper opened the little note, and it actually wasn't a grocery list. This is what the little note said. "Dear Lord, you know my needs. I am leaving this in your hands." And the shopkeeper, after he read it to the man came up who was going to stand in for the line of credit. He gave the shopkeeper a $50 bill, which in the Great Depression was a whole lot of money. And he said to the shopkeeper, as he gave him the $50 bill, "Only God knows how much a prayer is worth." You see, my friends, when we pray, do we expect a blessing? Do we trust enough to know that God always provides? And do we have faith that God will always find a way? And maybe it's a way and a blessing that's going to far exceed our expectations.